Well, Don had decided he wanted to make a solo album. It was around 1981.
Uh-huh.
And he decided he had to make a solo album. So he was talking to a bunch of different people in L.A. about collaborating with them. He knew he had to, you know, get with somebody.
Right.
And eventually he called me, and I went up to his place. And, you know, we talked for a while, and he ended up asking me to work with him on his album.
Right.
So after a while, we worked on a few things, and he had this idea of Dirty Laundry, which is originally, it was about local news and how fluffy and stupid
yes.
they were, you know,
yes.
the L.A. local news was.
Right.
And how much they liked Dirty Laundry, how much they liked, you know, negative stories about famous people.
Right.
So at home, I had a Farfisa organ. I started banging away on this Farfisa organ. Then I came up with the vamp that you hear on the record.
Right, right, right.
And, I said, this is it. I know that this will be great. So I brought it to Don. I said, this would be a really good vehicle for Dirty Laundry. He agreed with me, and he immediately started writing words for it, and came up with the story that you hear on the record.
Uh-huh.
And started with him really wanting to write a song, and he had the title, and he knew what it was going to be about. So then the question was finding the right music to go with that idea.
Right.
Once I played him that groove on the Farfisa organ, he realized, or we both realized, that this would be a good vehicle for that song, for what he wanted to say.